Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are.
That's magic.
It is.
Being alive is magic.
It truly is.
Yeah, people get so lost in what they think they should have in their lives.
And what they think they should get done in a day.
And what they think they shouldn't have in their lives, that they don't appreciate being alive and the magic of it all. You know, it's just magical that we're here, that we exist. The possibility of being human is so immense, and people get lost in their wanting and their stories about what they don't like and why life is bad and wrong, rather than live it. Now, I imagine some people have horrendous circumstances happening in their lives, and that I am sorry for. But most people are just complaining about how life shows up because it doesn't show up the way they think it ought to, the way they would prefer. Well, if you want magic in your life, it might be cool to start saying yes to how your life is showing up rather than fight with it.
As we sat down today, a few minutes before the show went live, I asked Shia if there was anything in particular about magic he wanted to talk about today. And he looked up and looked around and looked out the window and saw that it is this foggy, still, glorious day. And he said, "It's an amazing, magical day here." So often, we get so busy, we forget to be here where we are. Case, this is your first time with us. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. The name of the show is Being Here for a Reason.
And the theme
today... The reason
today
is if you're here for your life becomes magical. If you're really being where you are, but so many of us are lost in our thoughts about what we would prefer. You know, there is an easy way. Our website's called transformationmadeeasy.com for a reason. Transformation or enlightenment isn't a difficult state to reach. It is if you're going the wrong way. It is if you're going about it in the wrong way. It is if you're trying to figure out how to be enlightened.
You mean it is difficult?
Of course it's
right. Difficult
because you're using an outdated method. You know, it's so simple that most people have never discovered that just by being where you are as though it's your idea, your life can transform. Just by listening to hear what other people say, not to see whether you agree with them. Agreeing with what's said means you pass what's being said through what you already know. And if it comes up, "Oh yeah, that's how I see life," well then you agree. And if it comes up the other way, you say, "No, that's wrong." Well, what if there's no right or wrong about life, that life just shows up the way it does, and if you're here for it, your life is a magical experience.
Here's an example of listening. Sha and I both started sentences a little bit ago. I said the theme for today, and I didn't realize that he was still in the midst of speaking about a thought. So listening required dropping what I thought I was going to say to listen to what he was saying. And what happens when you do that is if what you have to say is relevant, still alive, it will come back to you when your partner, the person around you, the store clerk, whomever, is done saying what they're saying. If you hold on to what you have to say, you won't be here in real time. You also will miss the magic because you'll be being right that they are wrong, or you'll be being right that your perspective, your point of view, whatever it is that you have to say is more important than what's happening in this moment. So we recognize that we finish each other's sentences, that we're not going anywhere, that our approach is about noticing, seeing what's happening without judging what you see. We suggest today that you let yourself listen.
And assume that approach.
Why not?
Just take on our approach. You know that life will turn out just perfectly if you're here for it.
It actually has already turned out perfectly.
Of course, because it is perfect mm-hmm. as it is right now. It's immutable. It's not changeable. You can't, it lacks nothing. It's exactly as it is. Now, that may not be how you would prefer it to be, but that doesn't change the perfection of the moment.
Now, mind you, if you're not experiencing the perfection of the moment or magic, you are resisting something that's either happening or has happened in your life. I know we have several callers. One is already waiting, but I just wanted to mention something.
Please.
It has been about a month and a half since my mom passed away. And the time in this period has been very deep, meaningful, emotional. I can feel it bubbling under the surface. But even though there were certainly circumstances that I did not prefer, like I didn't want her to die at that time, and then there's the resulting familial exigencies that happened afterwards, it still is an incredibly magical time day to day. The depth of my experience, of my love for her is amazing. So I just wanted to say that before
But you see, that's your choice.
It is my choice.
It is your mm-hmm. choice, because you could be proving that she did it wrong, in which case you would have missed out on the opportunity to experience the depth of your love.
You know, it is a moment-to-moment choice, because as the emotions well, I can either have it be a blessing or a curse, depending on if I meet it and say yes to it, or resist it and don't want it.
Well, you say we have a caller.
We do. We have Desra from Dallas, Texas, calling in today. Hi, Desra.
Hi.
Hi, Desra.
Hi. Oh, it's really great to hear you guys and to be able to call in. I really appreciate it. I got a little emotional listening to what you had to say about your mom, really. So I appreciate you sharing that, though.
Thank you. What can we do for you today?
Well, I want to call in because I really appreciate you guys and this show after I discovered it a few years ago at this point, really, and your books. You've really helped me so much in being able to enjoy my life so much more than I was able to before, which, you know, like, probably, I'm sure it's not unusual, included years and years and years of trying all different ways, tools that you gave me and the insights that you teach really have helped me a lot. So thank you for that. Right now, though, I've been kind of in a slump of, I don't know, being able to engage those same tools, really being able to listen and just be alert.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What are you fighting with? What are you disagreeing with? What are you trying to make different than it is?
I think that That seems like it should be a pretty simple question that I should be able to answer easily.
I actually think you probably can answer it easily if you don't edit yourself. The challenge is that often we have our answer and then judge the answer just almost simultaneously. And we also think it means something. So for instance, if Shai had asked me that question right now, I probably could roll off a whole series of things if I looked. I'm resisting, there's still laundry to be done, or I'm resisting an individual, or I'm resisting the weather. You could find, if you look, it pops up like a bubble. But oftentimes we say, oh no, that's too petty, or no, I should be over not liking him by now, or oh no, I should be past feeling like I have too much work to do or not enough work to do.
Yeah. Okay. I guess what I would say I'm resisting is, one, I'm resisting the chance or like what is required of me to kind of rebuild my life and after some big changes that have happened. I'm resisting the questions about, like, am I up for that? Am I going to be okay? I have a lot of questions about that, and it's an opportunity I don't want to waste.
Let me tell you something. Your questions are really a waste of time. You are okay.
And you are rebuilding your life.
And you will be okay. The question is, are you willing to forgive yourself and forgive the other? Because if you're not willing to forgive, you'll produce more drama to be right about than if you just let it go. But there's a cost in letting it go. You have to give up being right about your point of view, and that's hard for most of us to do, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. I think in my, like, on a certain level, I understand that, okay, I should just be able to forgive myself because, you know, I just should. But I...
Slow down for a second, Deirdre. Deirdre. Here's the question. Mm-hmm. Right now, in this moment, can you be different than you are?
No.
Could you not be on this show with us in this moment?
No.
Too late. The moment has already gone by. Well, if you can't be different than you are in the current moment of your life, you could never have done anything differently in past moments, even though you think you should have.
And that includes if right now you're holding a grudge against somebody and you think you should let it go and you're not willing to let it go. And if that's what's contributing to or fostering this blah feeling, own it, celebrate it. You can't be
any different than you are right now.
Lots of times people get on this
moralistic thing.
Well, that's not what I was going to say, but true.
They should
of transformation, and they turn it into a moralistic thing where it's like, I should be transformed. I should forgive my ex, even though I think right now he's behaving like a butthead. You know, it's like you have ideas about how you should be and you don't own up to how you're actually being. If you have a sense of humor or are okay with yourself for how you're actually being, you have the potential for things to transform.
Yeah, I can see that. I can. And really, I think I'm a lot more just feeling, I'm judging myself a lot or feeling defined I'm feeling defined by the end of a marriage that I cared a lot about for a long time, but I'm feeling
right. Right. Well, you know, Desra, I knew that.
Yeah.
I could have told you that, even though having met you isn't the reason I say that, but I can just feel you, and I know what you're going through. Hard to believe because you're in Texas and I'm in New Jersey.
And anybody who just drops into their sense of intuition would know that that's probably what you're guarding, but you're not really guarding it from all of us. You're guarding it from yourself.
Right.
And when you say you feel pretty defined by that, you're defining yourself by that. It's not the outside world that defines you.
The other thing is this. More than half of the relationships that make it to marriage end in divorce. So that makes you normal rather than a problem.
Of course, sharing a child that may... is involved with two parents. If they become estranged, then it's not like you can just let go of that individual and move on with your life. There's always a connection, a contact, a rehabbing to deal with things. And you just get better at it if you're kind to yourself. If you're hard on yourself, you start feeling blah. So I know you said you felt a little emotional at some of the things I said earlier. There were times in the last month and a half where I was so mind-boggled at my lack of energy to do things. I have a certain rhythm that I'm used to. And it was really important to me that I allowed myself to be me without being hard on myself for how I was experiencing myself. And I have a feeling that... particularly left to your own devices, you're hard on yourself. And I'm so happy you called in today because I see it as a form of investment in you. And there are other ways to invest in you, which are probably going to be easier to launch into in the next segment. But the one of which is to take your attention off yourself and see what you have to offer other people. And I've really found that for myself in this time frame, talking to people about the radio show, inviting them to Monday nights and weekends, sharing my love for my iPhone with someone and how to use that to take pictures because they're interested in becoming a digital photographer, speaking to people about things I have an interest in, they have an interest in, taking my attention off myself and taking care of the people around me is an incredible way to pull yourself out of the doldrums. That's just a start.
And now we have to go to a break.
Okay. So, thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Thanks for calling in today.
And we'll be back, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to Being Here.
If you want magic in your life, start paying attention to what you're investing in. It's so easy to get conscripted into investing in complaints, or you can invest in this moment. And we offer many opportunities to invest in yourself and invest in this moment. You are in the midst of investing in one of them by listening to this podcast radio show. We also offer live events. In case you'd like to join us this weekend, we're doing a course on magic in relationships, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
In New York City.
Also coming up in New York City in August is Creativity and Intuition, also a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Our friend Stephanie in Hamburg just wrote us today that she is bought her tickets. She's coming.
That's on August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
So
that's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
You would be welcome to either or both of those courses. In Hamburg, we'll be doing a course, but not until October.
That's Hamburg, Germany.
There are lots of
Hamburgs. There's a Hamburg in Pennsylvania, too. You know.
Sometimes I just think it's the only
place
in the world,
Germany.
We're doing two courses. We're doing a Friday course, the Freedom to Breathe, on the 2nd. No, it's the 4th. Excuse me, the 4th of October. And then the 5th and 6th.
We're doing transformation in the workplace. And since most people's lives are spent most of their time in a workplace of some sort, it's easy to see how this applies and how transformation can affect every aspect of your life.
It's a bilingual course. We'll be delivering it in English. It'll be simul-translated. And if you are primarily an English speaker, don't worry. It's fun hearing it both languages.
And you have to be able to speak American English, though, because you might not understand this if you speak the Queen's English.
Although you Brits like Ashley and Tanya and Naz and Lawrence and all of you, you seem to do pretty well. And I know Ashley's coming here this weekend. She's going to practice her American English. So she's coming in from Cambridge. So wherever you live on this planet, if you'd like to join us and make that type of investment in yourself, you're very, very welcome.
And if you do a weekend workshop with us, that makes you eligible for our immersion course in Costa Rica in 2020, because it is a prerequisite that you attend the weekend with us. So we see if we work and play well together, or play and play well together, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's a course that's either 1 or 2 weeks long. You can come for 1 week or you can come for two. And it's in a magical place, a beautiful resort in the midst of the Costa Rican rainforest, and it's quite lovely.
Mm. You know, we're there in the dry season, but I love it when it rains.
Yeah, when
it's
rains
so
there,
magical.
It can really,
oh my goodness.
It's the definition of the word rain. You
sometimes
know?
I like to sit on the rocking chairs, prop my feet up on the edge of the railing, lean back, and watch it pour. It's awesome. Okay. So if you'd like to join us or register for anything, just go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. All right. We have Andrea in Basel, Switzerland holding. Swiss German works too. Hi, Basel. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, guys. Swiss German works too. I'm Andrea. I'm in Basel today in my lovely workplace.
Welcome to the show.
What can we do for you?
Thank you. Well, I actually don't have a question. I just wanted to call in because this theme of the magic in my life is just great. Because before I met you and transformation, there was not much magic in my life. And since I met you, there's magic everywhere. And I just wanted to share something that happened last week. That I
okay.
found really, 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 really great. Because I always thought that magic, I needed to find magic in me, or I needed to find it, I don't know how to say that, but create it in myself. And then I realized I had a student last week. I'm a singing teacher, and I also write songs, and I'm a singer. And I taught this student how to write a song. And she's never done that before. And she was so inspired. And she wrote this, she created this beautiful piece of music. And I felt that moment that I supported her in finding her magic in her life. And that gave me so much magic in my life. And that's just awesome.
You know, I hope Desiree is still listening, because this is what we were talking about toward the end of the last segment. And I see you doing this, showing other people, supporting people and finding their magic in many ways. I know that there's been art shows of friends in Switzerland that you've supported. You do meetups, Say Yes to Your Life meetups. You host the International Video Conference. They're now video conferences. And the next one, by the way, is happening toward the end of July, July 23rd. You support friends in doing Makeup Made Easy. You actually are out there fostering other people's greatness rather than worrying about how you're doing. And if you're feeling a little low, start taking care of the people around you, and you're likely to have that fall away very, very quickly.
Andrea?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
How's your mother?
My mom is very well.
Good, because
we've seen each other. What?
When I heard your voice, I thought of Pia. That's your mom's name. And I thought about her, and I was concerned about her well-being.
We've seen each other about a month ago on Mother's Day.
Sweet.
And it was such we had coffee together with my dad as well, and some cake, and we just had a lovely, lovely afternoon in the park. And it was
excellent.
Just a wonderful encounter.
You know, as Shia asked you that question, it occurs to me something that we haven't really addressed for a long time on the show very completely, and that is, if you want to have your life be magical, it is imperative that you give up any vendettas you have toward either of your parents. It's if you are keeping a list or a track, if you're fighting with them, you're fighting with 50% of yourself.
Well, here's the other thing. Transformation takes place in the current moment of your life. It's about the current moment of your life, and that's where the magic is. And if you're lost in the past, you're never in real time with your life, and so you're barely living your life because you're living in memories that aren't real in the first place.
I like that.
Yeah, as you're talking about your mom, and I hear the warmth in your voice, I'm not sure that was always the case. Most of us, it wasn't always the case. Many of us never grow up. So it's lovely for when you can let go of your stories from your past as if they are affecting you now. I'll give you an example. Recently, a young man said to me, "Can you believe that when I was in high school, my mom, I wouldn't get out of bed and I had a hard time going to school and I kept skipping things. And yeah, I was doing drugs, but my mom actually poured water on my head one day to get me up. Can you believe she actually poured water on my head one day to get me up?" I was like, "Oh, yeah, my dad did that to me. Been there, done that. Worked. I got up. I went to school. I had to change the bed. I never did that again." Yeah. Sounds like a good plan to me. He was so, and this is he is a kid in his 30s or late 20s, who's still blaming his lack of success today on a silly moment that he is bringing forth.
As though it's the reality and the cause of the way he's relating to life right now, which is all a joke. We didn't say this earlier, but our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It is not problem solution oriented. We are not trying to fix you or make you better. If you discover how to get into the current moment, and listening, true listening will pull you there, then life becomes magical. If you're stuck in the past, no amount of magic will help. In fact, it's all witchcraft then.
You can pull grievances from your faraway past, which, by the way, were recorded by the immature person you were at the time, and bring them forward now to make yourself miserable with, or you can...
And write about,
or you can be here.
So, thank you so much for calling in, Andrea.
Lovely speaking
to you. Thank you, guys.
We have several people still holding.
Yeah, we have another Swissie to speak to, so I think we should let you go. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have Michelle, also in Switzerland. Where are you today?
He's in Basel also.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
I'm calling in from Basel, too.
All right.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, and it's fantastic to hear your voices. Really feels good.
It's really excellent to hear your voice, too. So what can we do for you, Michelle?
So first of all, I wanted to also say that since I've met you guys, I've discovered magic in my life, which I would have never thought would be possible.
That's great.
I'm so happy for you.
And then there's something I want to talk about, which happened lately.
Yes.
Last year, I had met a colleague from university that I haven't seen in many years. And then by accident, I met him on the street last December, I think. And we've connected. And he kept on inviting me to events. To Buddhist events, and I went to several of them, and I enjoyed them.
Great.
But about 2 weeks ago, I told him that I would like to keep on meeting him, but not during a Buddhist seance, because I feel like it's not up my alley. I don't want that. And his response was rather negative, and he broke off contact with me. And ever since, I feel a bit frustrated because I don't feel like I have done anything wrong. I just told him I don't want to attend these meetings, but I would like to keep seeing him, and I'm kind of stuck in that situation.
Well, look, you know, you cannot be responsible for other people's responses to what you have to say. But you lived without him for several years without realizing you missed him.
But yeah, that's true.
I'm also familiar with people who are really passionate about certain things. And then if a friend of theirs seems to have an interest in that, and then the interest fades away, lots of times people take that personally. They've married themselves to the thing they have an interest in. So if you don't want to go to the political rallies or the Monday nights or the Buddhist things or the mommy groups, or that somehow people marry that and think that they don't like you because you've associated yourself so fully with whatever it is that you're invested in. And you can either fight that, feel like, you know, second guess yourself, think maybe you did it wrong, or you can respect his choice to want to associate with people who he feels more comfortable with, which it sounds like are people who are attending these Buddhist meetings. Clearly you don't like it, though.
Hey, but here's the thing, you know, Buddhism in its purest form accepts other people's beliefs as though it's not problematic. But your friend isn't practicing Buddhism. He's practicing his idea of Buddhism. Because if he was truly Buddhist, Buddha did not say, get rid of friends who do not believe in me.
But
I think that's what I don't like about his answer, because he's got this attitude that, you know, that what he's doing is the right thing and the only right thing, and he doesn't accept my opinion or my feelings, and that's...
Well, you know, he's normal. Most people... Look, you had to learn how to listen, Michelle, where if we said something that you disagreed with, initially, you got lost in those thoughts about how we were wrong. When you learned how to listen, you just heard what was said, and if it either applied to you or not. But it wasn't worth getting rid of people over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Look, just have to practice being kind to yourself. You did nothing wrong.
And neither did your friend.
He can't help but be the way he is.
The values he has and the interests that he has and his way of relating to life that he has. If you fight it as if his not wanting to hang out with you is not perfect.
First principle, anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. So you've resisted his resisting you, and now you're stuck in your time away from him, thinking about what you could have said differently or should have done differently. There was nothing you could have done differently.
Second principle, things can only be exactly as they are.
And that means they could only have happened exactly as they did.
And then the third principle is anything you see without judging completes itself
in an instant.
And there are plenty of people I've enjoyed time with who have moved into different areas. They've faded away, and sometimes they fade back into my life, and you can be grateful for all of it, or you can fight with all of it.
And we have to go to a break now.
Can you come back after the break?
I'm here, yes.
All right, we'll see about that. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
thinking about it. No, being here.
Right.
Bye.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Last week, we had... Last month, we had almost 50,000 listens, and that means likely you were one of them. Thank you for listening to the show. And if you're enjoying it, please feel free to share it with folks. And if you want your podcast made easy, you can, and if you haven't already, you can certainly subscribe on your favorite podcast app to have it delivered to you each week so that you don't have to think about it. Of course, by now we have almost 700 episodes archived, so you can also certainly go back and hunt by topic or search for your favorites, or you can just do it random. I'll try this date and see what it has to offer.
Well, thank you for listening, though. I especially want to do some shout-outs. How about Forest Hill, California?
Excellent. And on today's list, Desra, is Dallas, Texas. Thank you, all of you in the Dallas area, for listening.
Elmira, New York.
Alamosa, Colorado.
Schönefeld, Germany.
I think it's Feld.
Schönefeld, Germany.
Yeah, Quebec in Canada.
Pratzelen, Switzerland.
And Appledum in the Netherlands.
Well, there you have it.
Whether we've said it quite correctly or not.
If we botched up the pronunciation.
So sorry. Our hearts are in the right place.
Please forgive us.
Wherever you're listening from, thanks for being part of the Being Here listener family.
Right.
All right. We're speaking to Michelle.
In Basel, Switzerland.
Hey, Michelle, it occurs to me that you think that your no, the no that you've been experiencing around your friend's reaction to saying you didn't want to attend these courses with him is independent of the rest of your life. And I happen to be a really good friend of your girlfriend who lives here, or lady friend who lives here in New York. And I know that you are looking for jobs here so that you can move, and that you've had some interest, but nothing has come through yet. But you take the apparent no's for any job opportunity that you have, where they say, "Oh, we don't have any room left for a Swiss person to get a visa," or for whatever the no is. You're meeting that situation similarly to how you are describing your feeling about your friend. You're not operating as if your life is perfect, how you're going about it is perfect.
And as if your life is unfolding perfectly and what's happening is exactly what's supposed to be going on.
This is so true what you're saying. And it rings so true, and thank you.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Life shows up from time to time in ways we don't prefer, but that doesn't change the fact that they're showing up the way they are. The only thing it changes if you are invested in your preferences is how you feel. Well, it's not the only thing, because what happens is sometimes you actually start creating more and more challenges for yourself. The more you say no, the more your life tends to be
pushed back on you.
Yeah.
So, Michelle, thank you for calling in today. We have another call
for
holding.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have Katie holding. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
All right. I'm calling in from Chicago today.
Yes.
And I am having a great day.
That's
I'm
great.
I'm really, really enjoying listening to you guys.
Well, that's great, too. What can we do for you, Katie?
I'm having a little... Thank you. So I was laughing because before I called in, I felt that I had, you know, all these problems or so-called issues I wanted to talk about with you guys. And having listened to the previous callers and your conversations with them, that's everything has just melted away. So thank you for that.
You know, if you stop trying to make happen what you want to happen, it might happen.
That's so cool. I don't really understand it, I have to say.
Well, I'll give you an example.
I can't fully comprehend it.
I'll give you an example that just popped to mind. I know that we're doing magic in relationships this weekend, and it comes to mind for that. Back when Shai and I were dating, I was desperately trying to figure out how to get him to marry me. And he had been, you know, as the relationship progressed, he had been living in California studying and coming back to New York occasionally because he was in the midst of learning a new bodywork technique. And because at the time he was being a hands-on body worker. And when he came back to New York, and I was working at that time as an actress, I realized one day that he just wasn't going to ask me, that this was my life, that I had a job, I was happy, I should just enjoy where I was. It wasn't something I thought to do. I just had a realization that this is my life and I can either try to make it be what I want or I could just be here and accept that this was the truth and enjoy my life. And I went to dinner with Shia that night in a little Japanese French restaurant, knowing that he was going to go back to California the next day. I was there simply to enjoy being with him, nothing else, not try to manipulate him into anything, like trying to have our relationship be permanent. I had given up on that. And he was talking to me and he said, I have a question. And then his face got really funny. And he told me later that he could not recall what the original question was, because what flooded into his mind, his heart, his whole being was, will you marry me? And he got that funny look and then he said, will you marry me? And it by letting go of what I wanted, life provided what it wanted. My trying to make things happen was really inelegant. It was causing me pain. It created an unclarity in Shia because he wanted to have what he wanted, not what I was trying to manipulate for. I don't know if that's helps you, but I'm really clear that when you let go of things, life provides.
And when you try to make things happen, you usually mess things up. Because, you see, if you resist something, it will persist.
Yes. I've noticed that with especially my weight. Last year I had lost about 30 pounds, and this year I have been resisting it, and I've gained most of that weight back. And it's just, yeah, it's and then I beat up on myself for, you know, it, saying I'm going to do what I already know I'm going to do.
You know, interesting. We were speaking with Jen from Kansas City, who came in on Monday night. And she's lost 136 pounds in the last 15, 16 months. And she was talking about she had done this program called Healthy Weight something. I don't recall exactly what it was, but it was where she wagered $1,000 a month that she would lose 120 pounds in 15 months. And at the end of the 15 months, if she hadn't lost the 120 pounds, then she would lose the money. And if she had, she would win the wager and she got 5,000. What was really interesting about it was another lady got up who lost like 40 pounds-ish. Jen called her and said, do this program with me. And she said, no. And she said, no, do this program. And she said, no, I don't want to. And she said, if you do it, it will help me. And together they did it, and they both made their goal weight. Part of it is, when you talk to you, you don't hold yourself accountable. But if you have a team that you're holding yourself accountable to, if you're leading something, you're far more likely to take care of yourself and take care of others, because you wouldn't want to disappoint them. Just saying.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Well, we have another caller who just called in.
And we know you're going to do exactly what you want, and I know you want us to care whether or not you lose weight.
But, you know.
Party on, dude.
Yep. Your life. Enjoy.
Cool.
All right, sweetie.
You're welcome. Let's take Dave calling in from Canada. I'm assuming you're in Canada today.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I am.
Hi.
Where in Canada?
I am in Morden, which is about the center of Canada. Oh, Manitoba.
Manitoba.
All right.
Okay.
Welcome back.
What can we do for you, sir?
Nice to be here. Well, I've been really enjoying listening to the call. I don't often take time to stop and listen as it's happening, so it's been a lot of fun. And as I was thinking about calling in, I had this thought that I needed a problem, and I don't have a problem to talk about.
Isn't that wonderful?
How magical!
That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, did you always not have a problem?
No, I've always had problems and drama to go with it.
I love that, because lots of times when people start looking into a transformational lifestyle, they're so used to problem solution. You generate a problem, you work on solving it. And then as you get here, there are things that crop up that need taking care of or attending to, but they don't generally show up as problems. They're just, here, let's take care of this.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here smiling, Dave, recalling moments when we first met and how you created problems in your life because that was the only way you knew how to relate to life.
And I actually think that you were enculturated or inculcated into the idea that having problems and drama showed that you were responsible and a loving person. Because if something, for instance, was not going the way you wanted with your children, it would be irresponsible if you weren't all tweaked about it. That most of us have learned that responsibility includes
upset,
drama.
Upset and drama go together very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I notice that a lot with my son. When I slow down and really listen to him, and we actually, he slows down with me, all the drama disappears, and whatever he's feeling stressed or upset about, he tends to get over it really fast.
Yeah, listening is an amazing, amazing skill set.
Which is part of why we're doing The Power of Listening in New York City as a course in September, and why we talk about listening in every show. I love that you're slowing down to be with your son. So the magic is transferable. It makes it, his life is going to be so much easier having you as his dad.
And if you're not trying to get it over with, but you slow down just to hear what he has to say, that will be magic. If you're trying to get it over with, then you're resisting what's being said, and then it keeps it stuck in place. And that's no fun.
You know what I also love? It's dovetailing so beautifully into what next week's show topic is.
Which is the way your being affects your universe.
... including your son.
That's right. Hey, we've just run out of time. Thank you so much, Dave,
so
for calling
sweet
in.
For taking
that was
the time.
Excellent.
And also even for listening live. That's pretty cool. We'll be back next week,
thank you.
Everyone. You're welcome.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here. Thank you.